Fai sera l'anni demene salietude, tu sai ad
Oh, we're going Italian version on this. I know the English version.
No, this is better.
Is this you singing?
This is me singing. I did this before the show.
Funiculi, funicula, hearken, hearken, music sounds afar. I know the English translation.
Beautiful.
In the studio with us right now is a gelato artisan, if you know there's such a thing. Her name is Silvia Bertolazzi. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
And Seth Chandler.
No, no,
I know
no.
how to say that.
Seth Chandler.
Seth Chandler. Put an A at the end of it.
It's right.
You are the publicist for the Gelato World Tour, which surprises me. There is a Gelato World Tour, and it's going on this weekend.
And even more surprising should be that the publicist is from Tennessee. So
oh, how about
like
that?
Do they have gelato in Tennessee?
I make gelato every week. And in my office at the ad agency.
Wow.
Google cluster flavored gelato, correct?
Yes, any kind you want. Google, you know Google.
Yeah, sure.
That's a
absolutely
good thing. Several good things.
All right, now Sylvia, I have a confession to make to you. My grandpa was born in Venice, a little town outside of Venice.
Yes.
I'm half Italian. I have never had gelato.
Oh my God!
Scandalous.
That
agreed.
It's
terrible.
You have to start eating gelato because your world will change. Your life will change.
All right. Well, here's the question. Gelato was not something that was here all along. It very recently came to America. When
well,
was that?
It's been here for a while,
well,
but
I know,
not
it's
in
not...
any mass. Here's a statistic for you if you like statistics. 39,000 gelaterias. Artisan gelaterias. Artisan meaning they make it fresh every morning. That's why it's so good. They
mm-hmm.
make it fresh every morning. They serve it, and if it's left over, they do something different with it. They don't serve it the next day usually. So it's artisan gelateria. 39,000 of them in Italy. 900 in the U.S.
That's not
See
enough.
What I mean?
Not enough. And we consume over 50% of all the frozen desserts in the world.
Here in the United States, we
yes.
do. Then we need more gelato.
Yes.
And bigger belts.
And much bigger belts.
No. No, if you eat gelato, you can have a smaller belt.
That's true.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True.
Okay.
It's much better for you.
It's far better for you. But explain the difference for people who go, well, it's just ice cream, right? No, it's
no,
not just
it's
ice
absolutely
cream.
Absolutely not. And it's not just a different translation. Gelato is... It's so much different than ice cream because, yes, first of all, it's better for you. It's healthier. So it has much, much, much less fat than ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you eat it, I mean, and I don't want to go too much into the technical things, but there's something called overrun, which means the air. It has less air. So when you eat gelato, it's so dense. I mean, the flavor really, when you eat it, it's not so cold, too, where mm-hmm. your mouth will freeze. You can totally taste the flavors, and it's really going to change your life, seriously.
And you are a gelato artisan. You have
yes.
your own gelateria.
Yes.
Gelateria.
I have my own gelateria in America. I'm from Italy originally, mm-hmm. but I have my own shop in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I'm here in Chicago for the Gelato World Tour.
How did the people of Louisiana, because it's new to everybody in the United States, or
yes.
becoming more prevalent, but new for a while, how did the people of Louisiana taking to this?
Well, it was the first time I opened my shop 5 years ago, and it was the first time for them being exposed to gelato. And of course, everybody was very curious. And they loved it.
Yeah.
They loved it. And now I don't have a lot of people coming in and even asking me what it is because I've educated them.
Yeah.
And I even joke with them because they come in and they say ice cream. I say, well, it's not ice cream, it's gelato.
Yeah.
Well, they say two times. After the third time, they go in the corner.
Oh, they have to stand in the corner.
Yes. They cannot be allowed to say ice cream because
that
it's gelato.
No gelato for you.
Right.
No
All right.
gelato for
That's
you.
Fair.
All right. Now, why did you open up a gelateria?
Because I love gelato. It's my passion. And I grew up in Italy. So I've lived in Italy for about 20 years. And of course, we eat it there all the time. It's not a luxury. It's mm-hmm. just what it's a way of life. We eat it even a few times a day. And so I came to America and...
Are you moving to Italy, by the way,
I'm
Bill?
Buying, as we speak, I'm online buying a ticket to Italy to live there.
But when I moved to America, it was not in my town. And so
oh.
the only time I had gelato was once a year when I would take the plane and go home and see my family. And at one point I said, I cannot live without gelato and I just have to open my own shop so I can eat it every day. I can make it and I can eat it.
And there's no element that would be more prevalent in Italy that we don't have in the United States. Everything that they have there to make it, we have here,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah. yes.
But there has to be a difference. Now, I know like custard has egg, like frozen custard has egg in it. That differentiates it from ice cream. What's in gelato? Just the way it's made?
It's mainly made with milk, and that's why the fat is less, because with ice cream you have more cream. Gelato is mainly milk, so the fat content is much less than that. And then it's fresh. It's fresh ingredients. I mean, you can buy fresh fruit, make it, like Seth was saying, that same day. You can put anything you want in there. But the main thing, it's fresh, beautiful ingredients.
Right.
And it's made with passion and love.
Yeah.
You make it in small batches, so you don't have a whole bunch of stuff left over frozen.
Right.
And when it's gone.
When it's gone, it's gone. And people can really taste that freshness and the health of it.
I'm noticing now in grocery stores, in your chain grocery stores, in the ice cream section, there's always now a couple of slots for gelato. Are you guys on board with that? Is it as good? It can't be, can it?
It is not. It's good. It's I have an analogy for that, but I can't say it on the radio. But it's really it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's they have potty mouths in Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, sorry.
But you want it freshly made.
You want it
That's
freshly
how
made.
It's
if it sits in, because in a freezer, even in your home, if you take it home from Sylvia's shop in Lafayette, Louisiana, and put it in your freezer, it thaws a little bit and refreezes.
Freezer burn, it crystallizes, it's not
and every
fresh.
Time that happens, that ice crystal gets bigger. Now we're getting really technical.
Yeah.
And the beauty of gelato is the size and shape of that ice crystal. And that's the trick is to make it as small and smooth as possible. And you'll see this in just a few minutes. But also the flavor, it is so amazing because you can taste every note. We had a gelato the other night that had 7 different notes of flavor. Now, if you didn't know that, you'd just woof it down like we do in Tennessee because it's amazing. But then if the gelato artisan explains to you you'll get this sensation, and then 10 seconds later you'll feel this flavor in your mouth. And you're thinking, no, really? That's not the way it works.
But it works.
It really does.
It does.
And it's amazing.
I've also noticed really quickly that anytime I've had gelato here in the States, I've not had it in Italy, I've not been there, but in the States, they have found the world's smallest spoons. They give you the smallest spoons you could possibly imagine. Why is that?
They want you to love it and eat it slowly.
Okay. To savor it.
Is that
savor it?
Yeah. All right.
It's really a small spoon?
It's not just small. You need a microscope to find the spoon. But then, you know, you get a 6-ounce cup, you could eat it for 3 days if you wanted to. So it makes sense.
All right, we're talking to Seth Chandler. He is the publicist for the Gelato World Tour, which is coming to Millennium Park, I believe, tomorrow through Sunday.
That's correct.
This is free to the public?
Yes, it is free to the public.
It's a free cultural event. You're going to learn about gelato from 16 gelato artisan teams. And with us, Silvia Bertolazzi.
Si, molto bene.
Grazie. Gelato artisan, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to try my first little taste of gelato.
It's
going
to change your life. You'll see.
That's
it's
going
on to WGN.
So let's mambo, mambo gelato. Go,
mambo gelato. We have Silvia Bertolazzi, a gelato artisan. Am I nailing it now?
Yes, you're
nailing
great.
It.
All right, I'm flowing with it. She is a gelato artisan. And then we have Seth Chandler.
Seth Chandler. Right.
You're the publicist for the Gelato World Tour. Just to let you know, this is a free cultural public event. It's happening this weekend, tomorrow through Sunday, Millennium Park, 201 East Randolph. Free to get in and to be educated, but the gelato is not free, and it's actually a competition, isn't it?
Well, no, there is free gelato. Yeah,
oh.
You can get free gelato, but if you'd like to vote for the world's best, you're voting ultimately for the world's best gelato flavor, we want an American to win that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There are 3 Chicago area gelato artisans that are competing. And so they're from all over, from South America to North America to Central America. They're coming from everywhere. And only 16. And those people have already won in a competition to get here in the first place.
I've met one of them, by the way. I know the guy from Frost. There's one in Highland Park, so I've met that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm noticing, of all the contestants, most of them, their names are Italian. There's a lot of Italian representation in this, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you can go to gelatoworldtour.com, gelatoworldtour.com. We have a flavor in front of us, which is scaring me now, because there's something in it that we're supposed to identify. So,
yes.
Bill, would you like to start?
Yeah, I think I know. Now, there's 2 flavors kind of at odds working together somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry is one.
That you're right on the
I
money.
I can tell the strawberry immediately.
And the Italian word for strawberry?
Fragola.
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 Fragola. It sounds like a frog that is a vampire. And the other one, and Sylvia, maybe it's because you're from Louisiana, but I'm going to say gator. It's strawberry gator, isn't it?
No.
Wow.
It's not? Am I wrong?
You missed that one by about 10 miles.
I am tasting
gator.
Something peppery and almost cinnamony and strawberry or a little salami.
No.
No?
Man, they're making this sound so appetizing, aren't
well,
they?
Well, see, I'm scared to eat it because I don't know.
The strawberry, I hope you'll
I'm
agree,
tasting
Wendy.
A little banana, though, too.
No,
no
it's
banana.
Not banana.
It's coffee.
Oh, is it strawberry and coffee together? Is
espresso.
That what it is?
Mm-hmm. It's a very strong Italian coffee. Yes.
Now, why is
that
the strawberry so evident, but the coffee takes a little while to get? Why?
Well, part of the trick for a true artisan when they prepare flavor is to decide, this is what I want the person who tastes this to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know how flavors interact and how things happen, for instance, the first flavor that I tasted in Austin was from an artisan from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And he
sausage-flavored.
No, it was raspberry beet. And he said to me, you know, I'm from Tennessee, so he's like, all right, first thing you're going to get is that strong raspberry sense. And then 10 seconds later, you're going to taste some earthy feeling in your mouth. And I'm thinking, I'm going to eat gelato. What? How?
Right.
That's a lot of info for me to digest. And I tasted it, and it happened exactly that way.
Is that right?
Exactly that way.
Now, so, you don't like coffee. Is this bad for you?
You know, it's strange. Because the strawberry is so evident, I'm tasting that. But then in the background is the coffee, which my palate can discern and ward off. Mm-hmm. But the strawberry is so delicious that that's the bulk of what I'm tasting.
It's all fresh.
Right. Yeah, it is.
What?
Well, you know, when I was competing 2 years ago in Austin at the Gelato World Tour, and my flavor was avocado basil.
Oh, wow.
Mm. It was fantastic, too.
You would think it's a little bit strange,
yeah.
But it's a really, really good flavor, and I won the technical award for that at the
Congrats.
Competition.
Look
so
at you.
Great. That's very
excited.
Nice.
All right, there's a second flavor that we're going to guess. Are there any identifying notes? How many are we supposed to be looking for?
Pretty much just one.
I'll tell you what I taste mostly, and it's because chocolate malt is one of my favorite flavors. I'm tasting there's some malt in there. Am I right?
There's tasting
no malt?
Goodness.
Well, it's close to malt.
Boy, I don't know why I'm tasting.
You taste like tapioca
like baseball,
pudding.
Right?
I do like
oh,
baseball.
Oh, is there a baseball
it's
glove
leather.
In here?
Is it leather malt?
Oh, damn it. I liked it, too.
I'm tasting Don Mattingly.
And you know, I'll give you a hand. It's sort of an Irish thing mixed with some
potatoes?
Italian stuff.
What could it be?
You're scaring me.
Guinness.
Is it Guinness flavor?
Guinness stout. Beer.
Well, there is some malt in there, right?
Yes. Well, I mean malt, but yeah. Is there malt in beer? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Okay, so that's what you're getting. You're getting that. Yeah, okay. It's
all
Guinness
right.
stout.
That's good.
Yeah. Which
that
we wouldn't
awesome.
Ever think of. You know, we're bringing this to you, and I'm sorry this is your first experience, but we're bringing it to you with some unusual flavors, some combinations, so that you can see how it works. And if you take your spoon and rub it backwards over that gelato, see how smooth it is?
Yeah, it is.
Ice cream is not like that. If you rub your spoon backwards over ice cream, it kind of balls up a little bit.
Right.
It's not quite. And that's because the ice crystals are bigger,
mm-hmm.
and it's served colder, mm-hmm. which, I mean, it's only about a 5-degree difference, but it makes a huge difference in the taste.
Can I tell you, and I've often said this to you, and you think I'm crazy, I don't really like ice cream. I mean, yes, I'll have a sundae, and I'll have a scoop here and there, but it really bothers my teeth. It's too cold.
Yes.
This is cold, but you're able to enjoy the flavor of it. It's not just cold to be cold. Mm-hmm. You're really tasting a flavor.
That's right.
It's creamier.
You will fall in love with
You've
it.
You've changed my life.
Yep.
Thank you.
You guys said you would, and you did.
Yes, yes.
You followed
just
through.
Stick with us. Believe us.
Oh.
All right. Now, where do we to get all the information to attend this Gelato World Tour? It's in Millennium Park. It's tomorrow through Sunday, 201 East Randolph. You go to gelatoworldtour.com. You can go there for free. You get samples of gelato,
mm-hmm.
and you can help with the voting. And Sylvia Bertolazzi is a gelato artisan. Now, you have your own team that you're on that you're competing? Or are you
actually not competing this year. I'm going to be teaching some classes. So not only do you get to taste gelato, you get to learn a lot about the gelato culture. So you get to learn about classes, about starting your own business. It's just a great event to go to really be exposed to the world of gelato.
Kids, it's a great thing for kids. Kids will actually hands-on learn to make gelato in a bowl the way they made it in the mountains of Sicily.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So you can make it at home? It's not that
Absolutely.
Difficult?
Absolutely. It won't be as good as ours, but you can try.
Well, at least not now, but we may overtake your business.
Come on. We need help.
Do you need a special machine to make it, or can you make
You do. There are, if you're going to make it in mass, you're going to have 10 flavors in your store, 8 flavors in your store, you definitely
need. But just in your home?
Yes, I have it, and I make it every week.
You make it at your house, too?
In my office. Oh, wow. Yes, absolutely, every week.
You know how we have a Keurig? He's got a gelato maker.
Yeah, right.
Maker.
Yeah. That's excellent. Great to meet both of you.
Oh,
thank you so much. You're going to have a great time this weekend, I promise.
Absolutely.
Thanks for changing my life.
Yeah.
we have to take a quick break. Steve with the news, and then more show coming your way next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.